2 seconds is too long.
2 seconds is too long. Brought to you in partnership with Fulton Homes and News Radio 620 KTAR.
Putt your way to paradise. Win a Hawaiian golf vacation for two. Brought to you by Klaus Toller Non-Alcoholic Beer and Apple Vacations. Enter to win at any Valley Albertsons or Bash's Grocery Store.
One step beyond.
Dingoes ain't my baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, do you want to learn how to password protect folders in your Windows XP Home Edition?
I gotta know how.
You want to know what the F2 shortcut does?
F2?
Do you want to be warned about things like the current iTunes facade worm that's being circulated by email? You can get all that stuff free of charge every single week in your email address.
I think he means facade.
Facade?
Yeah.
When you say facade, do you mean false? Fake?
There's an Asantigu. Oh, no. There's a hooky thing underneath the sea.
A what?
A hooky thing?
Yeah, like a sea.
Yeah, that's the name of...
What do they call that little...
The little thing.
Oh, yeah, left, yeah.
Facade.
Right.
What are you... Facade. What's wrong with you?
Pile! All right, before we go to John here, guys, you going to chime in with the...
you didn't tell them where they get the newsletter. Duh.
Datadoctors.com.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? I guess it's not obvious.
Well,
it hasn't changed.
And so we now want to go quickly to the youth... Of the show here are going to chime in with the suggested website of the week. Huh, Taylor?
Uh-huh.
How about getting right up to the microphone so the people can hear you?
Okay, whatever.
not whatever. Get up to the microphone. There you go. Step on up.
Be brave.
Be brave.
Be proud.
Come
be
on.
Man.
You're
okay,
a veteran.
The website's stupidvideos.com.
Stupidvideos.com. What, pray tell, would be at stupidvideos.com?
Ton of stupid videos.
Stupid videos.
Like stupid commercials, people doing stupid things, Vonage commercials where people do stupid things.
So all there's kinds. There's a lot of those foreign commercials that those commercial television websites that are out there. This has got a lot of those kind of things.
Yeah.
But it's literally people that have done really dumb things have sent their video in, and these guys have archived this huge library, right?
Well, about 8 clips.
About 8?
8 clips, wow.
It's probably more than 8,
a
right?
A whole website.
No, the website has more than that, but we've got 8 clips that are our favorite.
Oh, your favorite clips. Well, real quick, give them a couple of them, and then they can go find the rest on their own.
The best 3.
Well, the first one is too much gas.
Too much gas. That sounds like you. Every night, you fall asleep. If I walk into your bedroom...
Yeah, but that would basically blow up our whole neighborhood. I'm talking about the car gas.
Ah, okay.
And by the way, that's the dog. That's not Taylor.
Oh, that's right. Blame it on the dog. He's got that T-shirt.
I got a shirt.
Okay, yeah. So real quick, a couple others.
Frustrated driver was our second one.
Frustrated driver.
It's a commercial.
Look up that one. Yeah, you got to talk into the mic so people can hear you.
It's a commercial where a guy.
No, don't give it away.
Okay, whatever.
Just frustrated driver. One more.
Okay.
Colton. Your
another favorite was Mattress Girl.
All right, we're going to steer clear of that one.
This is clean.
I can imagine
stuff.
Why that would be a teenage favorite.
Let your imaginations run wild with that one.
Preteen favorite, actually.
Your baby's such a teenager.
All righty, it's time to go back to the phones. Let's talk to John.
Let's do that.
John. Hey, John, please save us.
Okay, I'll give it a try. I got a question, probably a simple one, on the Cox Security Suite. Is it worth logging into and using as opposed to using your own firewall and spyware software?
Well, we've spent weeks and weeks and weeks trying to come up with the best way to explain what the do's and don'ts or the in and outs of this particular offering is. Let's first cover what it is. A lot of people that have the Cox high-speed internet have been offered this free suite of utilities that's pop-up blockers and spam filters parental control, antivirus. It sounds very, very, very...
Anti-spyware. It's got tons of stuff.
And Cox is trying to offer, additional value to their service. So we downloaded it, installed it on a bunch of different machines under different scenarios.
And my initial reaction, because I kind of did this on a lot of machines and kind of then talked with all the other people that did this, initial reactions were pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like decent stuff. It was actually put out by a company that is a name nobody had ever heard of before, but the products themselves seem to be pretty good, and you could pick and choose. It wasn't that you had to take everything, although it kind of tried to get you to take everything. You could pick and choose the components you wanted and kind of tune it to your liking. That was the initial reaction.
Now, remember, we deal with computer problems for a living. This is all we do, and we know that never, ever, ever, first impressions on a new program are pretty usually pretty wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So on about day two or day three, and that, actually let me explain also, we installed this on machines that we knew had problems, and on machines we knew were very, very clean and fresh and in really good shape, so we could get a real good kind of real-world environment testing. And after a few days, what we started to notice is the machines that had problems, well, of course, they still had problems. This generally didn't help the problems at all. In fact, probably made it worse in some cases. The machines that didn't have problems, suddenly we were having to reboot every day, day and a half. There'd be weird little freezes where it would kind of slow down for a minute and it would be like nothing would happen. And then 30, 40 seconds later, it would pick right back up and keep going. So some really strange things that hadn't occurred before. Well, we went to uninstall this stuff then on those machines that had been previously fairly clean and now were experiencing some weird problems just to make sure it wasn't just kind of a coincidence. And lo and behold, the little weird freeze-ups and things go away and some of the frustrations and the need to reboot every day, day and a half, all went away as well. So
You perpetrated this on the lovely Sarah at your home, didn't you?
Yeah, at my home. My wife, who is, well, she's married to a guy that is good with technology for a reason.
Have you met him? I'm sorry.
Anyway, I put this on my wife thinking, well, she'll never really know because I kind of like to just put stuff in and not really tell her about it because the good test to me of something that really works well is that I don't ever hear about it.
The placebo effect.
I heard about changes and problems on this machine from about 2-3 days after until I finally took it off about a week and a half later. And then once I took it off, guess what? I don't hear anything again. So
it was a gallant effort on their part. We prefer to recommend what we've always recommended, which are the little different. Have you been to our website in the approved software section?
I have briefly skimmed through that. Yeah.
The most important ones are we've put in there 1, 2, 3, and 4 at the top of the list.
Okay.
So we've modified that so it's real obvious the stuff that we think that you definitely should have. Most of those are free or very inexpensive, and it's. What we found is that no one company does everything great. So you're going to have one company that does pretty good at maybe spam filtering and another company that does pretty well at parental controls and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And so the combination of those programs that we've found to be not just effective but not detrimental to the performance of your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big thing that really doesn't come out until you've tested this for a while, and that's kind of what we're finding with this particular suite.
And it definitely made a difference in performance in not a good way.
Okay.
So I can say that. I also say, though, in its defense, that if you don't have good protection and you don't know where to find it and you don't want to trust the stuff on our list for some reason because maybe you're nuts, it is definitely far better than nothing.
Quick question on the web.
What an endorsement
web
that was. If you're an idiot, then go ahead.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
The web root I had installed, and it ran for about 6 months, and then I started having problems with it. They tried to send other programs to download, and that never worked. So I haven't been running that for 6 months. I had a problem. Is that on the recommended list?
You know what, John? Hang tight, because we're running out of time. We'll take you off the air. We'll get you taken care of there personally. It is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Chad Pyle. It is time to wrap this week's show up. Next week, we do not have a show due to a conflict with the Diamondbacks baseball game, but we will be back the following week.
Thanks again to our title sponsors, Gold Circuit Incorporated, for all your computer recycling and destruction needs, goldcircuit.com. For Ken Colburn, I'm Brandon Disney, reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it!
Folks, you need to be here. Peoria Pontiac.